Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos with lesson number 21. We're continuing in the seventh perek, Perek Zion, the fourth and fifth Mishnah. Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalad, and Mishnah He. In Mishnah Dalad, we learn more about the Korban Todah and the relationship of the Zevach, the animal component of the package, and the Nisochim, that which accompanies the animal package of the Korban. Nisochim, which accompany the Korban Ola or the Shlamim, Shekotshu Bakli, which have been placed into the Kli Shoreis, so that now these Nisochim are sanctified, they become Kodosh because they've been placed into a holy vessel, a Kli Shoreis. And after that point, V'nimtza HaZevach Posel, the animal korban was found to have been posel for some reason. For example, there was a psul in the zrika. The sprinkling was not done properly, sprinkling of the blood. But this psul, as v'nimsa hazevach posel, cannot have occurred in the shchita. Because if it occurred in the shchita, and the shchita is posel, there was no shchita. And no shchita of the behemoth, the nesochim do not become kadosh. The nesochim become kadosh really in two steps, with the shchitas hazevach and with the placement into a kli shoreis. So now you have a vessel in which are nesochim to accompany a korban zevach, a zevach, an animal korban, and the zevach is posel. So the Mishnah says, "Im yeshom zevach acher," if there is another animal korban out there which requires nesochim, nesochim have not been designated yet for it. Yikrivu imo, you can take these nesochim whose zevach has become posel and use them to accompany another zevach. Now this is not as simple as it seems. Because the Gemara says that we're speaking here of the nesochim of a korban tzibur, a community's korban. Because when money is designated to purchase a korban tzibur, the community korban, there was a principle known as a lev beis din masna alehem. The beis din, the court, the high court, representing the people, the Jewish people, the whole nation, who are together purchasing, so to speak, in partnership, this korban, the high court acts on their behalf and introduces a tenai. It doesn't have to be actually stipulated by the high court. Lev beis din masna lehem. We understand the intentions of the high court are such that if the zevach becomes posel, these nesochim can be attached to another zevach. But the nesochim of a korban yochid, if the zevach is posel, the nesochim cannot be used for another zevach. There was no tenai in the nesochim that they could be switched to some other korban. By a korban sibur, there was a tenai that if their accompanying korban becomes posel, they can be switched to another korban. That tenai was done by the so-called, quote, heart of Beis Din, the intent of the Beis Din on behalf of the people. Furthermore, even with respect to nesochim shel korban tzibur, the nesochim can only be switched to another zevach if that other zevach was already zavuach, was already shechted when the first zevach became posel. So the first zevach became posel. The nesachim are kadosh b'kli shoreis after the shechita of the first zevach. Now that the first zevach has become posel, the nesachim formerly attached to that first zevach can become attached to another zevach if the other zevach is laying there shechted, slaughtered, zavuach, with no nesachim of its own. Then the nesachim of the first zevach can be transposed or transferred to them. V'im lav, if, for example, there is no zevach zavuach, the first zevach was shechted, and after the shechita was found to be posel, the nesachim are sitting a kli shoreis, and there is no other zevach around already shechted. No, ye poslu belina. There's nothing you can do with these nesachim except leave them be until the following morning. The following morning they became posel because of lina. They've been overnight. After they became kadosh b'kli shoreis, they've been left there overnight, and therefore they become posel. And then yetzu lebeis hasreifa, they can be taken out and be disposed of according to the proper procedures. Now, the Mishnah continues with a different din entirely. Vlad toda. Suppose a person sets aside an animal for a korban toda, a female animal, and then this animal gives birth. So now you have a vlad toda. The offspring, the calf of an animal which has become, with a mother, has become kadosh, as a korban toda, usimura so. The halacha of tamura is, if I have a behema which is designated to be a korban, behema A, and I take behema B and I say, I want behema to be the exchange for behema A, well, the Torah tells us, v'hoyahu usumuraso yihye kodesh. Behema A remains kadosh. A behema tamima, an animal designated as a korban, which has no mum, cannot be redeemed in exchange for another animal. But the other animal, behema B in our example, the tamura, also becomes kadosh. So now you have two animals which are kadosh with the kedusha of a korban toda. Number three case, v'hamafrish toda sova ovda. Suppose a person sets aside an animal to be a korban toda, and that animal gets lost. It wanders off into the forest. V'hifrish acheres tachteho. And then you are mafrish, you set aside a second animal in its place. Because after all, you want to bring your Thanksgiving offering, and the first animal which you designated is now lost, so you designated a second animal. And now you find the first one, it comes out of the forest. So now you have two animals, both of which have been designated as a korban toda. Now, in each of these three scenarios, the vlad or the tumura, or the toda she'ovda v'nimtza'as, you now have a situation where you have two animals, both of which are korbanos toda. So the Mishnah says, einon tu'unim lechem. The vlad, or the tamura, or the toda, which was lost and then refound, or if you choose, the substitute korban toda, which you were mafresh when you thought the first one was lost, they do not require a lechem. You do not require lechem. In other words, in the case of the vlad toda, your mafresh, your makriv, the mother, you sacrifice the mother with the lechem. The vlad, however, you sacrifice without lechem, as a korban shlomim, not as a korban toda. Similarly, the tamura, you are mafresh without lechem. The original animal from which you produce this tamura, it requires lechem. And similarly, if you found the original animal that you thought was lost, And before you were makriv the first one, I'm sorry, before you were makriv the second one, the replacement, then the one that you found, the one was lost and found, is the one you bring with lechem. The replacement does not require lechem. But suppose you don't find the first one, the one that was lost, until after your makriv the replacement. So the replacement, of course, your makriv with lechem, but the one which was lost and now refound after the replacement was already brought upon the Mizbeach, the one that was lost and now refound, does not require lechem. Shenema, because the Pasuk reads, V'hikriv al zevach ha-todo. You should bring the lechem, the 40 breads, with the zevach todo, from which the Gemara Darsha, or Mishnah Darshan's, ha-todo tu'uno lechem. The todo itself requires lechem. Lo v'lodo, but not its offspring. V'lo chalifoso, and not the replacement in a case where you found the one you thought was lost before you were makriv of the replacement. V'lo temurosa, and not the temura, tu'unin lechem. None of these require lechem because they are not full toda. The original mother, the original behemoth of which a temura was made, the animal which was lost and now is refound before you, a makriv of the replacement, they are the real karban toda and require lechem. Mishnah Hay gives some examples of a basic rule. It's a rule which has application in Hilchos Stoka in general, but we won't look at it from that perspective. We'll look at it from the perspective of a korban. We know that there's an obligation to bring Ma'asa Sheni, the second tithe. In the seven-year cycle, the first and second year, and the fourth and fifth year are years in which you bring a second tithe, second Ma'aser. So after you give Ma'asa Rishon, your first tithe, tenth, to the Levi, you give a second tenth in the following way. You bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it, have a party with it there. This is the crops that grew in your field. You bring it from wherever you are in Eretz Yisrael, all those crops, to the one-tenth, second-tenth, and bring them to Yerushalayim and have a festive meal. Or, if it's too much to schlep to Yerushalayim, you exchange the second-tenth for kesef, for coins, and you take those coins to Yerushalayim, and there you purchase whatever you like to eat, with certain limitations, and you have a party there. Now, this is the inyan of Ma'asa Sheni and Kesef Ma'asa Sheni. Kesef Ma'asa Sheni can only be used for eating and drinking purposes. As the Pasuk says, V'nosato ha-kesef b'chol asher ta'ave nafshecho ba'bokor u'batzon u'bayayin u'bashechor. You can buy meat, you can buy wine, etc. Uvochol asher tisholcha nafshecha v'yochalta shom lifnei Hashem elokecha. But you can't buy a new talis, a new coat, a new dress, some toys with that money, etc. Now, what they used to often bring with most Ma'aser Sheni were behemos, animals, which they brought as korban shlomim. Korban shlomim can be brought with Ma'aser Sheni money, with kesef Ma'aser Sheni, because Korban Shlomim, or at least a big part of it, is eaten by the Bailim. So the farmer can spend the money that he bought representing his second tithe, second tenth, he can spend that on Shlomim because he gets to eat the Shlomim too. He can take that money and buy an animal, designate that animal Korban Shlomim, and he's bought meat, essentially. But what he cannot use this Kesef Ma'aser Sheni for is to buy a korban in which he was otherwise obligated. Suppose he sinned and had to bring a korban chatas. So he wants to say, I'll take the money, the Kesef Ma'aser Sheni, for my second tithe, and buy with it a korban chatas. You can't. The korban chatas has to come from your own money, from chulin, not from Kesef Ma'aser Sheni. So a korban chova cannot be brought from Kesef Ma'aser Sheni, even if the Korban Chova is a type of korban, which unlike a korban chatos, which only the kohen gets to eat, besides the mizbeach, but the bailim, the owner, does not eat from a korban chatos. But suppose his korban chova is a korban toda. He came out of the hospital this year and he wants to buy a korban toda, which he's obligated to bring because he's committed himself to bring a korban toda. He came out of the hospital and he said, Hare olai toda, I hereby commit myself to bring a korban toda. So now the korban toda which he has to bring is a korban chova, and he can't purchase a dovar shebechova, in this case his korban toda, from kesef ma'aser sheni. The rule is, Kol dovar shebechova eino bo elo min hachulin. An example, I happened to be dictating this lesson soon after Purim. Suppose you want to take your money that you designated for matonos levion. So you want to take your money, which kesef maser, you have money which you put aside, you're a person who gives ma'aser ksofim, and you give 10% of your income to tzedakah, to the poor. Well, you say, you know what, I'll take this 10%, some of this 10%, and use it to purchase matonos lo evyonim. You couldn't do that, because matonos lo evyonim is a dover shebechova. You're obligated, midrabbanan at least, to bring matonos lo evyonim on Purim. And therefore that money cannot come from money which is kesef maaser, in this case, kesef maaser ksofim. You have to bring it min hachulin, from some other disposable income that you have. But let's get back to our Mishnah. You can't bring a k'tova shebechova, namely the korban toda, which you obligated yourself to bring and is now a k'tova shebechova. You can only bring it min hachulin, not min hamaaser. We'll see more about this in the next Mishnah. But our Mishnah gives the examples of bringing a korban toda and its lechem from kesef ma'aser sheni. So the Mishnah says as follows: Ha'omer hare olai toda. He came out of the hospital and he said, oh, Baruch Hashem, feeling so much better. Hare olai toda. So yovi hi v'lachmo min hachulin. He must purchase the animal for the korban toda and the accompanying breads from, let's call it, disposable income, not from kesef ma'aser sheni. Once he said hare olai, I obligate myself to bring a korban toda, it's a dovar shebechova. And the klal is, remember, kol dovar shebechova eino bo elo min hachulin. It can only come from otherwise unencumbered disposable income, not from kesef ma'aser sheni. Suppose he came out of the hospital or came out of prison or had a successful flight across the ocean and he says, Hare olai, toda min hachulin v'lachma min hamaaser. I commit myself to bring a korban toda that I'll bring from chulin, from disposable income. But the lechem I want to buy from kesef ma'aser sheni. So the halacha is, Yovi lachma min hachulin. He can't do that. The lechem is connected, is linked to the toda, and since the toda is he stipulated that this is toda, the animal korban was going to come from the chulin, memela he's mechuyev in lechem. So memela the lechem becomes a dovar shebechova, and dovar shebechova cannot come from kesef ma'aser sheni. But suppose he said, toda min hamaaser, v'lachma min hachulin. Suppose he said, before he says, I'm obligating myself in the korban toda because I'm so happy I got released from the hospital. He was released from the hospital. He says, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring a korban toda from my kesef ma'aser sheni. And the lechem I'll bring from chulin. Then Mishnah says, Yovi, he can spend the kesef ma'aser sheni on the toda. He can bring both of them from chulin, or he can bring the kesef ma'aser, the toda from kesef ma'aser. Because kesef ma'aser, when there is not yet a chova, you can designate kesef ma'aser sheni for a shlomim. So he's designated kesef ma'aser sheni now for a korban toda. That he can do. If he said, Hatoda Hiva Lachma Menama Ase. Suppose he said, he came out of the hospital, he comes back to his farm, and he sees he has Masa Sheni, and he exchanged the Masa Sheni from the farm, the crops of wheat, the grapes, or whatever it was, for Kesef Masa Sheni. Then he says, you know, I came out of the hospital, I was so sick, and now I'm cured. I'm going to bring a Karban Toda and Litzlechem, and I'm going to pay for it with this Kesef Masa Sheni. That he can do. He made a Tanayim of Furish before he was obligated in the Korban Todah. He took the Kesef Masa Sheni and designated it to be spent for Todah V'Lachma. That he can do, Yavi, he can do as he stipulated. However, the Mishnah adds, for lo Yavi, when he comes to bringing the Lechem, which he can bring from Kesef Masa Sheni, he cannot bring Mechite Masa Sheni. He can only bring it from the money which was used to redeem the actual Masa Sheni wheat. But the wheat itself, which was Masa Sheni before it was redeemed for Kesef, cannot be brought from, cannot be used. The wheat itself cannot be used for the Lachme Toda. Elomimos Masa Sheni. The wheat for Lachme Toda can only be wheat which is purchased from the funds which redeemed Chitei Masa Sheni, but not from Chitei Masa Sheni proper. The reason being, because the din of what you can purchase with most Masa Sheni is that you can even purchase with Kesef Masa Sheni, as I explained, a Korban Shlomim, Shlomim Shel Nedava. No problem with doing that. However, you can't bring a shlomim from Masa Sheni, by definition. Masa Sheni is from crops, from wheat, from grapes, from pomegranates, from barley, etc., but not from animals. There's no Masa Sheni on animals. So since you can't bring shalmei nedava from animals, you also can't bring chitim for lachmei toda from Masa Sheni itself, but only from Ma'os Masa Sheni. And so we have finished the fifth Mishnah of the seventh Perek, and in the process have completed lesson number 21.